when they went in to do the surgery, they removed the valve, and did not have any problems, but the enlarged muscle that they tried to remove was gone. The surgeries were very successful. Our pastor at the time, he was up there, and he went and bought a celebratory Marie Callender's chocolate pie. My father-in-law, he was there, and he said, "That was the best chocolate pie I've ever had." He said, "I don't even like chocolate pie." It was just amazing seeing what the Lord was starting to do in our boys' lives. When Marcus went back for his one-year checkup after heart surgery, the nurse told us that if I hadn't looked at his chart and seen all the complications that he had and all the surgeries done and everything, she said, just by looking at his heart, I wouldn't have been able to tell if anything was wrong. Yeah. That's what kind of God we serve.
Amen.
And he is so good to us. You know, did you know out of my two twins, I told you all the problems that Marcus had. But when they were born, Matthew was the one that they had to do CPR on to resuscitate. And I think he's grown since then. I get a kick out of telling people that is my 2-pound baby. Still got my blood in on him, Brother Don. I think he's getting to where he's wanting to try it, but right now, he's still taking it. Because I told him I'm too old to fight, so I'll fight 30. God's blessing the two boys that have taught me a lot. And then back to the scenario of Jackson. He was a surprise. But that pregnancy went perfect textbook. No complications. And Marcus and Matthew, they were born at 5:22 and 5:24 a.m. And Jan and I was talking about it, and the 22 and the 24 had that together to get 46. Jackson was born at 12:46 a.m. Just little things like that, but God was showing us that he was in control. The pregnancy with the textbook, perfect. I mean, no complications. Because of how Marcus and Matthew were born, they had to be a cesarean section, and so the way they done that, Jackson had to be that way also, or else I'm quite sure he would have came natural. But he's going to keep me young for a long time. But I tell everybody that the Lord's showing me through Jackson what Marcus would have been like if he didn't have his complications. But three boys that are very better. And this God is very. Brother Don back there, I told him that I was asking kind of what was going on today, and I told him I took after my former pastor. I had 30 minutes. I came 40 minutes into five. Because whenever I get nervous, I call fast. But the go-to verse that I've had for years is Hebrews 6:19. And it says, "This hope is an anchor for us, so we will be in the dead place, in which is the present time, but yeah, he is that anchor. Sure, and steadfast." A lot of times things don't happen, we don't understand it. But he's looking at the big picture. We can see what's in place. For a long time, the first part of that verse is what I clung to the most, because I knew that he was that anchor for me. You know, it's not until recently that last part of that verse has really hit home. enters the patient behind the veil. Jesus is that intercessor for us. He's had to go behind that veil and intercede for us. We can trust him. Because it don't matter what's going on, there's nothing catches him by surprise. Brother Don, we got to spend a wonderful year with him in Salisaw. And made relationships with people all over the place through the acquaintances he knows. Got to do things in that year that you'd never think you'd get to do. Got to see the Lord working in miraculous ways in people's lives. But just because of that year, you know, the Lord's allowed me to come and meet y'all. Amen. Because it's awesome, August. Yeah, I've got one more song I want Marcus and Jana to sing. Probably the first song Marcus ever sang. Can't hardly get him to shut up now in church. He's always wanting to sing with his grandpa. Can't hardly get him to sing with his mama anymore. But he wants to sing with his grandpa. But Jana and Marcus are going to sing a song now. It's called Glorious Day.
Amen.
They talk real fast because you're going to get recliners in your church.
One day they let him a Calvary's mountain. One day they never.
Day when he sent these friends into my life. It's a glorious day when I met my pastor. It can be a glorious day for you.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that God has loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish and have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you can.
That's right.
It can be your glorious day.
Amen.
Thank y'all for having us. Amen.
Hey, Ron, can you come, Mr. Marydale? Wow. Amen. Wow. Aren't you glad you're just here? Amen. All right, let's all stand. What number, Brother Ron?
435.
So, we're going to be our invitation.
435.
Ron, I believe, 435. We can help you come this morning. Don't be shy, okay? Crew can go back and get lunch ready in our fellowship hall right down this hall. all the way down, and go up the side door here, get the building right in there. Everybody's invited, meet these wonderful folks. The Mark got a blessing, thank you, brother. Thank y'all for sharing this, Jan. Didn't that bless your heart?
Yeah.
Off of August, I mean, what a way to start it off, serving a good God. And he alone deserves to be lifted up. Glad that you're here. Next Sunday, we got Dr. Derek Brown. Dr. Derek Brown is the director of Children's Homes in Arkansas. And as a